You know what the Stonewall riots were about?
I'm not real clear, I'll be honest with you. I never have read about it, what exactly happened there, and the purpose of it.
I've never heard anything about it. No, I don't know nothing about it.
The disorders began with a routine police raid on a homosexual bar, the Stonewall, on Christopher Street.
There was never any reason to feel that anything of any unusual situation would occur that night.
On Friday evening, June 27, 1969, at about 11:45, eight officers from New York City's Public Morals Squad loaded into four unmarked police cars and headed to the Stonewall Inn here at 7th Avenue and Christopher Street. The Stonewall was an inviting target. Operated by the Gambino crime family without a liquor license, the dance bar drew a crowd of drag queens, hustlers, and minors.
You could actually feel it in the air. You really could. I guess Judy Garland's death just really helped us really hit the air. For some reason, things were different this night. As we were bringing the prisoners out, they were resisting.
And a crowd was gathering out in front, and the paddy wagon pulled up, and a few people being taken out. I started with a few coins and pebbles being thrown at the police, and then the police retreated into the Stonewall. And then after the police barricaded themselves inside, it was like half an hour later, the riot police started moving up Christopher, breaking up the crowd. It had really become a very angry crowd, with hundreds of bottles and rocks. There wasn't one window left in the whole place after about 10 minutes.
I remember the night of the riots. The police were escorting Queens out of the bar and into the paddy wagon. And there was this one particularly outrageously beautiful queen with stacks and stacks of Elizabeth Taylor-style hair. And she was asking them not to push her. And they continued to push her, and she turned around and she mashed the cop with her high heel. She knocked him down, and then she proceeded to frisk him for the keys to the handcuffs that were on him. She got them, and she undid herself and passed them to another queen that was behind her.
And we could see that the crowd, within 5-10 minutes, is probably several thousand people. And they were yelling, kill the cops, police brutality, let's get them, we're not going to take this anymore, let's get them.
A group of persons attempting to uproot parking meters, and they then use that parking meter as a battering ram to break down the door. And they did, in fact, opened the door, they crashed it in, and at that point is when they began throwing Molotov cocktails into the place. It was a situation that we didn't know how we were going to be able to control.
I remember someone throwing a Molotov cocktail. I don't know who the person was, but I mean, I saw that, and I just said to myself in Spanish, I said, oh my God, the revolution is finally here. And I'm just like, started screaming, freedom. We're free at last, you know, and it felt really good.
There was a police, I believe, on his stomach with a drag queen straddling him. She was beating the hell out of him with her shoe. Whether it was a high heel or not, I don't know. But she was beating the hell out of him. It was hysterical.
Here, this queen is going completely bananas, you know, jumping and hitting the windshield. The next thing you know, the taxi cab was being turned over, the cars were being turned over, things. Windows were shattering all over the place, fires were burning around the place. It was beautiful, it really was. It was really beautiful. The era before Stonewall was a hard era. There was always the gay bashings on the drag queens by heterosexual men, women, and the police. We learned to live with it because it was part of the lifestyle at that time, I guess. But none of us were very happy about it. Today I'm a 38-year-old drag queen. I can keep my long hair, I can pluck my eyebrows, and I can work whatever the hell I want. And I'm not going to change for anybody. If I change, then I feel that I'm losing what 1969 brought into my life. And that was to be totally free.
Do you know what the Stonewall riots were about?
I know a little bit about them.
What do you know?
Well, supposedly, some cops came into a bar and they were trying to break up the gays or whatever, and then the gays kicked their butt.